Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Danny Polo. This is another one in a series of programs in which I feature one of BIX's fellow musicians. Danny Polo recorded with the Gene Golcat Orchestra and BIX at the end of January and beginning of February 1927 when Don Murray had some problems with his health. Interestingly, one of the best-known recordings of BIX with Golcat, My Pretty Girl, was recorded with Danny Polo on clarinet. All right, let's get started with the program. And first, let me read what Wikipedia tells us about Danny Polo. He was born on December 22nd, 1901, in Clinton, Indiana, and died on July 11, 1949, in Chicago, Illinois. Polo's father was also a clarinetist, and he learned to play from a young age, working in marching bands from age 8. Claude Thornhill played with Polo as a duo in his youth. In the 1920s, Polo played with Elmer Schobel, 1923, Merritt Bruniz, Arnold Johnson, Ben Burney, Gene Golcat, 1926, it says here, but we know that the recordings he made with Golcat are from 27, and Paul Ash in 1927. He went with Dave Toff to Europe, where he played with several continental band leaders, including Bert Furman, Lute Gloskin, George Carhart, Ben Berlin, and Arthur Briggs. From 1930 to 35, Polo played with Ambrose in England, then returned to the U.S. in December of that year. 1938, Polo returned to Britain to play with Ambrose again and work with Ray Ventura in Paris in 1939. He had played with Ray Ventura earlier, and I have a couple of the recordings he made with Ventura. Late in 1939, he moved back to the U.S. for good and spent the early 1940s working with Joe Sullivan, Jack Teagarden, 1942, including on Bing Crosby's film Birth of the Blues, and Claude Thornhill again. He led his own Midwestern Territory band for a time, then returned to play with Thornhill once more in 1947. While with Thornhill, he became ill and died rather suddenly in 1949. He recorded two sessions as a leader, which included the Alex Combel, both in Europe in 1938-39. It is also known that Polo played in several experimental sessions with Miles Davis around 47-48. Okay, let's get started with the music. First two recordings were made in the US with Paul Ash, and they are from June 8, 1927 in Chicago. First, You Don't Like It, Not Much, and then I Ain't That Kind of a Baby. Paul Ash Band consisted of the following musicians: John Valentine and John Dean on trumpet, Roscoe Lance on trombone, Phil Wing, Howard Granham, and Danny Polo on reeds, Paul Ash violin, Harry Berry's piano, Julian Davidson banjo, Pierre Olker tuba, Arthur Layfield drums. Harry Berry's is indeed the Harry Berry's of the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Harry Berry's that were with Paul Whiteman and Bix in 1927, 1928, 1929. Okay, so here is Danny Polo with Paul Ash's band in 1927.
You don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much. Thank you.
fly to God of me, cause ain't that kind of a baby. Let's go places, let's just sing, I'm not tied to apron strings, cause ain't that kind of a baby. You know that every time you call, you tell me Babel's the Lord, but there's no fairy tale this baby ain't heard before. I'm way past the age of three, no boogeyman can try to me, cause I ain't that kind of a baby.
The last two recordings that I played that were waxed in Chicago. The next two were recorded in Paris with Ray Ventura et ses collégiens. I guess I will pronounce the name of the band leader as they would in English, Ray Ventura. It's Ray Ventura. The band consists of Gaston Laperroni, Ray Binder and Philippe Montaigu on trumpet, Robert De Gaille on trombone, Danny Polo, John Arcianan, Jacques Bourga, Pierre Simon on reeds, Paul Mizraki and Bob Vaz on piano. Paul Mizraki later had a very distinguished career as a musician for the movies. Henri Guedes on guitar, Roger Toto Grasset on tuba, Charlie Barnes on drums, or perhaps it is Krikor Koko Arslanian. Incidentally, I saw Ray Ventura et ses collégiens on the stage live in the 1940s. They were really very amusing in addition to do and provide the really great music. Okay, the two recordings that I want to play are I'm Afraid of You and Sweet Ella May, recorded in Paris in January 1929. So here is Danny Polo with Ray Ventura et ses collégiens, Paris, janvier 1929.
Show me, baby, 'cause I'm afraid of you.
Moved to England and to 1929 for the two recordings. This is Danny Polo with Bert Ambrose and his orchestra. First, Mean to Me, recorded in Chelsea, London, May 31st, 1929, and then Do Something, also recorded in London on June 2nd, 1929. The musicians in the band are Sylvester Ahola, the Fabulous Finn, and Dennis Radcliffe on trumpet, Ted Heath trombone, Danny Polo, Joe Jeanette, Joe Crossman on reeds, Eric Sidey, Reg Persglove, Ernie Lewis on violin when used, Bert Reed piano, Joe Branelli guitar or banjo, Dick Escott on tuba, Max Bacon on drums. Bert Ambrose is the leader, Lou Stone is the arranger. So here is Danny Polo with Bert Ambrose in England in 1929.
Thank you. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year, and you always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't fall, can't you see what you mean to me?
Imagine that most of you are familiar with Ambrose, the great British band leader of the 1920s and 1930s. but maybe you are not familiar with the name of Philip Lewis, the band leader of the two numbers that I'm going to play next. I will read what Brian Ross tells us about Philip Lewis in his jazz discography. Philip Lewis was English Decca's first director of light music and dance music in the London studios. The records issue under the above description, which is Philip Lewis and his dance orchestra, or credited to the Rhythm Maniacs, are of a remarkable high standard from the point of view of a hot dance music collector. So here are two recordings by Philip Lewis. First, from July 16, 1929, Building a Nest for Mary. We have Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Arthur Lally and Danny Polo on reeds, Bert Thomas or perhaps Joe Branelli on banjo, Tiny Stock on tuba, Harry Robbins on drums. The vocal is by Maurice Elwin. And we'll follow that with another recording by Philip Lewis. It's Honey, from October 12, 1929. Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Ted Heath on trombone, Danny Polo and Arthur Lally on reeds, Claude Ivy piano, Joe Branelli banjo, Tiny Stock tuba, Max Bacon on drums, Rudy Starrite on vibraphones, and the vocal is by Maurice Elwin. So here is Danny Polo with Philip Lewis and his orchestra in 1929.
Make a little dream come true. Morning, night, and noon, I'm doing my best, building a nest for Mary. Planning on a little bungalow where a lot of little roses grow. Morning, night, and noon, I'm doing my best, building a nest for Mary. Someday we'll rock away our cares in our rocking chair, wind the clock, and then tiptoe upstairs. Laying out a little nursery for a blossom on our family tree. Morning, night, and noon, I'm doing my best, building a nest for Mary. Thank you.
do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you.
Let's move to 1930, and here we have two recordings by the Rhythmic Eight, the tremendous jazzy group from England that made so many excellent recordings at the time, and here are two of them from February 7, 1930, recorded in Hayes, Middlesex, by the Rhythmic Eight. I'm speaking of Kentucky Days and Tain't No Sin. Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, Danny Paul, E.O. Poxon, and Johnny Heifer on reeds. Bert Reed is on piano, and he's the arranger. Joe Branelli, banjo or guitar. Billy Bell, tuba. Rudy Starita, drums, vibraphone, and xylophone. There are vocals on both of these numbers by Maurice Elwin. So here is Danny Polo with the Rhythmic Eight, 1930.
it's too hot for comfort, and you can't get ice cream cones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bear on green up in Greenland, they've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Tain't no sin, take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
Wind up the recordings by Danny Polo. I'm going to play a recording that he made in London on October 1st, 1937, while he was a member of Umbrose and his orchestra. He organized a couple of recording sessions as Danny Polo and his Swing Stars. And one of the numbers he recorded on October 1st, 1937 is titled Mr. Polo Takes a Solo. It's only Danny Polo on clarinet and Eddie McCauley on piano. So here is Danny Polo taking a solo, October 1st, 1937, London. Thank you. for the modern musician, comparatively speaking, I have a recording by the Firehouse 5 Plus 2, which I borrowed from a YouTube video. And this is the description of this recording. South, Firehouse 5 Plus 2, 1951. In the early period of the Firehouse Plus 2, a number of film clips were issued. We see the band perform the classic jazz standard South. The Firehouse 5 Plus 2 was a West Coast-style Dixieland band, more or less based on the revival style set by Lou Waters, Dirk Murphy, and Bob Scobie in the 1940s. This band was popular in the 1950s, consisting of members of the Walt Disney Studios Animation Department, Danny Alighieri on cornet, Harper Goff on banjo, Ward Kimball trombone, Clark Mallory clarinet, Monty Mountjoy drums, Ed Penner tuba, and Frank Thomas on piano. I remember having seen the Firehouse 5 Plus 2 in Los Angeles in the 1950s. They were a very fun group, but also excellent musicians. So here are the Firehouse 5 Plus 2 in 1951, South.
South.
One and a two and a three and a four.
You have enjoyed this program of recordings by Danny Polo. It's one in a series of recordings of Bix's fellow musicians. I think it's instructive to see what these guys were doing when they were not playing with Bix. Well, it gives us a better and broader view of what the jazz or dance band style of music was in the 1920s and early 1930s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Treasure, if you contend, this is